This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastala with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission completes preparations for March 5th House of Representative elections. Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal assures impartial, fear-free election atmosphere, urges people to participate in voting with confidence. 221,000 employees deployed to 165 constituencies across nation for election purpose. And Taliban signals readiness for talks with Pakistan after deadly border clashes. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said the entire preparations for the March 5th House of Representative elections have been over. During a weekly press meet yesterday, Election Commission Joint Secretary and Spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai said ballot papers, ballot boxes and other election logistics have been already transported to all 77 districts. Similarly, voter education program is underway at all 6,743 wards of 753 local levels until March 1. Employees and security forces assigned for the election duties have started departing for their respective stations. The government and the local levels have been already requested to facilitate in assuring spaces for establishing the polling centers. The Commission had already taken decisions regarding election security, the operation of essential services and the facilitation, coordination and management of election and voting procedures. In the meantime, 221,000 employees are being deployed across 165 constituencies throughout the country for conducting the election. This many employees are to be deployed at 23,112 voting centres in 165 electoral constituencies and 143 temporary voting centres for proportional voting only in the 77 districts across the country. Election Commission Assistant Spokesperson Prakash Nyopane said that arrangements have been made to deploy 9 staff members in voting centres with over 500 voters and 8 staff members in centres with fewer than 500 voters. Likewise, according to the Commission, of the total 3,406 candidates contesting the March 5th elections under the first-past-the-post electoral system, only 1,670 candidates have so far opened bank accounts. Similarly, out of the 65 political parties in fray in the upcoming election, only 11 have opened bank accounts for election spending purpose as of now. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has identified 612 cases of harmful information related to the upcoming elections. According to the Commission, 545 cases were forwarded to Nepal Police for action under the Electronic Transaction Act, while 121 were sent to the Central Code of Conduct Monitoring Committee. 74 contents were referred to Press Council Nepal and one to the Advertisement Board for further action. So far, Nepal Police has taken action on 132 cases. The Code of Conduct Monitoring Committee has addressed 90 and Press Council Nepal has acted on 32 cases. A UNDP study shows that 54% of harmful election-related content in Nepal involved AI-generated deepfake images and videos. Meanwhile, a meeting of the High-Level Election Security Committee reviewed election day security and the enforcement of the Code of Conduct during the silence period, concluding that the overall security situation remains satisfactory. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal has urged people to participate in the voting with confidence. Minister Aryal, who visited Okhaldhunga and Rautahat yesterday to acquire information about the preparations for the general election, urged the concerned parties and people to vote with confidence as the arrangements for peace and security have been strengthened. The Home Minister emphasized the need to make the election fair, expressing commitment to bring those engaging in illegal activities within the purview of the law. Similarly, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari stressed that those who violate the Election Code of Conduct would be brought within the legal framework. The Supreme Court has sought a written response from the government over a writ petition related to the Election Code of Conduct. A single bench of Justice Srikanth Paudel issued the order and has summoned both the petitioners and the government to appear before the court on March 3 to discuss whether an interim order should be issued. The writ petition was filed on February 26 by three advocates demanding effective enforcement of the Election Code of Conduct for the upcoming election. The petition has named the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology as defendants. The petitioners have sought a mandamus order to prevent the dissemination of media content that they claim violates the constitutional right to privacy, breaches existing codes of conduct, and creates misleading impressions. The advocates have called for preventing the dissemination of news, analysis, or survey content that could suggest election results. Chinese ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming and Pakistan's ambassador to Nepal Abrar H. Hasmi separately paid courtesy calls on Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, during the meetings, discussions were held on matters of bilateral interest and ways to further strengthen friendly relations. Prime Minister Karki congratulated Chinese Ambassador Zhang on assuming his new role and expressed confidence that Nepal-China ties would grow stronger during his tenure. The Chinese ambassador appreciated the Prime Minister's efforts in maintaining peace and creating a conducive environment for the upcoming House of Representatives election, reaffirming China's continued support. Similarly, Pakistani Ambassador Hasmi congratulated the Prime Minister on restoring the law and order and wished for the successful conduct of the election. Both sides reiterated their commitment to enhancing Nepal-Pakistan cooperation and partnership. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The process for formulating the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 has been formally proceeded ahead. A revenue advisory committee was formed by the ministerial decision on February 11th with the objective of collecting concrete suggestions on revenue policy, tax structure, custom rates, revenue administration and macroeconomic reforms before the budget formulation. Finance Ministry spokesperson Tanka Prasad Pandey said that a committee has been formed under the coordination of the Revenue Secretary of the Ministry and the committee has started its work. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Afghanistan's Taliban authorities say they are ready to negotiate with Pakistan after days of intense cross-border fighting. According to Al Jazeera, Pakistan's defense minister, Khawaja Asif, declared the situation an open war, while Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan wants to resolve the crisis through dialogue. The escalation followed Pakistani air strikes on Kabul, Kandahar, and several eastern provinces. Pakistan says the strikes were launched after Afghan drone attacks targeted its military positions along the northwestern border. Both sides have reported significant casualties, but the figures differ sharply and have not been independently verified. Tensions between the two neighbors have risen in recent months over Pakistan's accusations that Afghanistan is sheltering Pakistan-Taliban fighters, a claim Kabul denies. Border crossings have largely remained closed since deadly clashes in October. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over the escalating violence and its impact on civilians. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast hazy conditions in a few places of the Tarai region this morning. The weather will remain generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province as well as in the remaining Himalayan regions of the country today. Other hilly regions will experience partly cloudy conditions, while most areas of the Tarai region will see mainly fair weather throughout the day. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Also, one or two places in the remaining Himalayan regions may experience similar conditions. Additionally, light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission completes preparations for March 5th House of Representative elections. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial assures impartial, fear-free election atmosphere, urges people to participate in voting with confidence. 221,000 employees deployed to 165 constituencies across nation for election purpose. And Taliban signals readiness for talks with Pakistan after deadly border clashes. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.